Well, we've been to the Outer Banks a few times. I'm originally from Connecticut, from Hartford, Connecticut. So, at some point when we were first married, now I'm going to be 73 next month. We drove down to the Outer Banks. I don't know when it was. It probably was in the 80s. And, desolate, rinky-dink motels, which is fine and dandy, you know, because they get beat up by the weather. A lot of fishermen. Did not see any horses. Then maybe 5 years ago, for Thanksgiving. I mean, there's just three of us here, my wife and I and my son. I said, hey, why don't we go to the Outer Banks for Thanksgiving? So we did. It's all built up. Didn't see any horses. Had a good time, you know. And Thanksgiving is pretty predominantly deserted. You know, I mean, it was good. Yes, you know, Walt, that area takes a real beating when storms come. You know, it is what it is. Nice folks, you know, I mean, my two cents is, you know, to live out in the boondocks is swell, but it cannot be the city. And when you get older, well, I'll break and tell you a quick story. My wife's a college professor, okay? She used to teach at a university in Connecticut. So, this is a school she got her undergraduate degree in. So one of her mentors was a lady by the name of Alice Cooperstein, also a professor. So my wife said to Alice, you have a cottage on Cape Cod. Now, Alice's husband's a medical doctor. Are you going to retire there? And my wife knew that Alice spends the summer at her house in Cape Cod, and her husband has some privileges at a small hospital there. So what did Alice say to my wife? Were you crazy? He said, when we get older, we want to live next to a metropolitan city, like Hartford, for instance. Why? Medical care. The hospitals on the Cape are fine, but, you know, they don't have the sophistication, they don't have the staff. So, you know what the moral story is? We've thought about maybe relocating to someplace like that. No, not interested. In the city, you have all kinds of convenience, grocery stores, drug stores, hardware stores, gasoline station, banks. You know, the boondocks are not for me. Back to you, Walt.